Hello everybody, welcome to Amazing You. My name is Dr. Rani Thanakodi. I am a hypnotherapist using rapid transformational therapy, a Mars Venus life and relationship coach, breathwork coach, astrologer, tarot reader, life force compassion practitioner, and past life regression practitioner. And today, I am really excited to share with you this special topic, which is on the power of asking and embracing self-love. And in this world that we live today, we often value independence and self-reliance, and we tend to forget the incredible power of asking for help and embracing self-love. And these two aspects of life are intimately connected and each influencing the other in profound ways. So today, let us explore the transformative effects of asking for what we need and cultivating deep sense of self-love. Asking for help, it is not a sign of weakness. It is an acknowledgement of our humanity and interdependence. And often, we fear rejection or judgment that prevents us from seeking support. But the truth is, everyone needs assistance at some point in their journey. No man is an island. We all need each other, and we all need to support each other and ask. And when we are open and ask for help, we not only receive valuable assistance, but we also strengthen our relationship with others. And this fosters trust, empathy, and genuine connections. So by sharing our vulnerabilities, we create a safe space for others to do so and building a supportive community around us. And the Book of Life also said, "Ask and you shall receive." So let us dive a bit deeper and understand why is it that we do not ask? Because the Book of Life talks about it, but we have become a society that has stopped asking, and we think we can do everything by ourselves. So where this comes from? It comes from our own family, societal, school, culture, religious conditioning. And many of us come from families where we are seen, but we are not heard. And we may come from cultures where the children's role was just to obey and to listen to the elders, but not to ask or to ask for what we need or to ask for questions. So as a child, we grow up not having a voice. We are not able to express our needs because our culture, our family, our environment didn't encourage us to do so. So our voice was suppressed as a child. Or, like many of you, I have experienced that. I have been to a school, a very strict school, and when I would ask for something, it was as if I was disturbing the teacher. So it felt like I had a sense of guilt always for asking, because that's what we were taught. So we learn also from our family, some of us, that in order to get our needs met, that were not always met by our caregivers, because our caregivers were not involved or could not tune into our needs. And many of us would have had self-involved caregivers or emotionally unavailable or emotionally immature parents. And we learn that we should not be an obstacle or a burden for them because of their busy lives, so we had to stay quiet and not express our needs. So our mind learned from a very young age that we should not ask if we do not want to get into trouble or if we do not want to make our parent upset or angry. So our body is very intelligent and develop a coping mechanism that we just hold on to everything, we suppress everything, and we do not ask for what we need. And we thought that by staying quiet, that we were being a good girl or a good boy. And in that way, we hope that we would receive the love of our parents. But no, we didn't receive any love because we couldn't express it. And our parents didn't know what we wanted. So our needs as a child remain ignored, unheard, and unmet. And as we grow, we learn to suppress our needs, to push it down in our body. We forget our needs, and we put our needs last. And what we do? We tend to make sure we meet other people's needs. And we constantly keep on giving, helping, and we do not receive much in return. And we start to feel angry with our spouse, with our family. We start to feel resentful. We start to feel jealous, upset, lonely, frustrated, depressed, because we are not able to get what we want in life. And this impacts all the areas of our life, whether it's our job, it's our relationship, it's our friendships. And we start to get very upset and frustrated when we see other people having a great life, and we start to blame others and everyone around us for what is happening to us. So that's why asking for what we need is an act of self-love. And it shows that we value ourselves enough to seek what is necessary for our growth and happiness. And when we ask for help, we acknowledge that we are deserving of support and understanding. And also, it's important to practice self-love because it enables us to ask for help more readily. And it helps us to overcome the fear of rejection and feeling like a burden. And as we recognize that seeking assistance is part of self-care and personal growth. So let me share with you a story. While I was on the train, where I experienced the power of asking and self-love. Not long ago, I was on a train journey, and halfway through the train journey, the girl sitting next to me, she realized that she was a student going back to her home country, and she forgot her passport in her flat, in her university flat. So she started to call her roommate and ask what she should do. She didn't sit like that. And I was watching her and wondering what she would do. So I would like to ask you, if you were in that situation, on a train, on your journey home, halfway, you realize that you have forgotten your passport, what would you do? Give it a few minutes. How would you behave in that situation? Some of you might have sat quietly, reached the train station, or catch another train back to get your passport. Let me tell you what that girl did. She talked to the train conductor, to the ticket officer who was passing by, and told him that she left her passport at home and she had to go home to her home country this afternoon. And her asking for help was received very well by the train, by the ticket officer. He offered her to have her passport picked at the station that she departed from, so her friend would come to the train station, drop her passport, and an employee from the train company would bring her passport up to her final destination. And himself, the ticket officer, will accompany her to her next journey to make sure that she can catch her other train to get home. And that girl was blown away by just realizing that she has asked and look at the help that she's receiving back. She couldn't believe it. So she was super excited because she realized that her having made that first step of asking is getting her all the help that she wanted, that she needed at that time, instead of sitting and feeling sorry for herself. So this is a great story to make us realize how important it is to ask for help in every little thing in our life, whether it's a job, friends, family, spouse. Because when you ask for what you want in life, it improves all areas of your life. You feel better within yourself and you feel deeper connection with the people around you. So ask for help and embracing self-love are two inseparable forces that hold the key to personal growth and collective well-being. So everyone, let's start to cherish our imperfections, uplift one another, and create a world where asking and self-love are celebrated as acts of courage and strength. Remember that you are worthy of a great life and that your journey towards self-love can ignite a positive transformation in your life and in the life of many. Love and light. Bye.